From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina. In Gainesville, businesses located near the Streetery can soon apply for redevelopment funding from the city. That's the downtown area that will be a pedestrian-oriented corridor of businesses and restaurants. The city approved a $500,000 grant program last week, which allows property owners to apply for up to $50,000 in funding. That's for public-facing improvements like signage, landscaping, and exterior awnings and utilities. The program is expected to launch this fall. Revenue from property taxes that help fund children's services could be at risk if voters approve Amendment 3 on the ballot this fall. Lindsay Cannon is executive director for the Escambia County Children's Trust, one of 10 such trusts in Florida. Recently on the Florida Roundup, she broke down how that money is spent.
What we look at is children are healthy. Children are ready to succeed in school and life. Children are safe and protected from abuse and neglect, and that they have supports to help them avoid risky behaviors.
Cindy Arnberg-Seltzer is president and CEO of the Broward County Children's Trust.
The reason the Broward County Children's Services Council was created was because there were over 3,700 children in child welfare, foster care, as people may know it, and now that number is down to about 1,200.
Both Cannon and Seltzer say funding for their respective trusts would be jeopardized if Amendment 3 passes. A new state investment is expanding speech and debate opportunities for Florida students. The Florida Debate Initiative is receiving $2.4 million in recurring state funding for the 2026-27 school year. The program is expected to reach students in all 67 school districts. The initiative provides debate camps, tournaments, civic education, and leadership programs. It also trains teachers and coaches and focuses on students who may have fewer opportunities to participate, including those in rural and high-need communities. For Stetson University student Louise David Ladizewski, debate became a way to build confidence after immigrating to Central Florida from Venezuela.
I'm really happy about this funding opportunity because it will lead other kids like me who share similar backgrounds to speak with confidence and to have a voice.
Annual reporting is required on how the money is spent and how debate programs are developing. This is Morning Edition from WUFT, NPR News and Talk. I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina.
Your local forecast from